All right, Paul White joins us. Paul, formerly of USA Today, and got that publication on its feet with its Sports Weekly. Paul, nice to have you with us.
I am at home in the rainy Northeast. Everybody's trying to slog through this last weekend.
Yeah, this rain is going to have some effect, perhaps, on some of the issues.
Yeah, it is. I think things are going to, it looks like they're clearing out enough that the teams are trying to get in the doubleheaders today, have a pretty good shot at it. Tomorrow looks like it's a little bit better. We've had a nor'easter that's raised havoc the last couple of days. And then Hurricane Joaquin, which we thought was going to be a major threat, looks like it's steering out to sea. That would have made a real mess because that was going to hit the Northeast on Sunday, but it's going the other direction now.
Well, all right. Let's take a look at some of the playoff issues that are coming up. We've got the Mets and the Dodgers. That one still is not settled as to home field.
Yeah, it is. And I don't know that it matters. This is going to be a really interesting series. I wonder if the Mets are going to be one of those happy to be there teams. Everything they've gone through, and you know, it's been a big surprise to get there. And I think we're going to know very quickly in this series where it's headed because if Kershaw and Greinke do what they do, I don't think it matters who the Mets have pitching. But you know, Kershaw still has to get over that that hump now that he's starting to carry with him that he doesn't come through in the playoffs. And I think that's going to be the big question because if he and Greinke pitch the way they are, the way they have been, I don't think that it's a real series.
Paul White with us. It's going to be wild. How about Pittsburgh and the Cubs and what could happen there?
Yeah, that's the most fascinating part of the playoffs to me, that whole NL Central dynamic. Obviously, it's going to be a great matchup, Pirates-Cubs. It looks like it's going to be in Pittsburgh, probably. Not guaranteed yet. It's probably going to be Arrieta and Cole, which is a fabulous matchup. Pirates, this is three in a row for them. You guys know, obviously, what happened to them last year. It doesn't matter if you're home, if the guy comes in and shuts you down like Bumgarner did. And Arrieta can do that. But the year before, they won the one-game playoff and got into a series with the Cardinals. And I regardless of who wins this, it's going to be a fascinating series against the Cardinals, the one I think I'm looking forward to most of any in the first round.
Yeah, you know, Paul White with us, formerly of USA Today. You get Arrieta, you get Cole. It looks like the game is going to be in Pittsburgh unless something crazy happens. I think they may even have clinched it already. But in playoff games, you get the starting pitchers. They could go 8 and then turn it over to the bullpen 2-2. I just wonder which team is going to hit the other pitcher better. I think that's going to be the key to the game because both these guys can take it to the 8th inning, but I wonder which one will be winning 3-2 at that point.
Well, yeah, or which team is more capable of getting the guy's pitch count up a little bit.
Yeah.
Can you get him out in the 7th?
Mm-hmm.
Can you get into the bullpen? I think the Cubs' bullpen is a little shakier, especially in the setup spots. Rondon has actually been decent as a closer the second half of the season. Melanson probably is better with the Pirates. But if you could get the other guy out in the 7th, I think you get a huge advantage. And the Pirates might be a little more capable of doing that with their hitters. The Cubs are still a real free-swinging. It's not take a lot of pitches. It might be tough to stretch Cole out.
You know something? I don't think Arrieta's ever coming out of that game. I'll tell you something. He'll throw 130 pitches. Joe Madden will not take this guy out of that game. He can't.
You're right. Because, I think he trusts Rondon to a point, but that's about all.
Yeah. No, see, Hurdle can take Cole out.
Right.
With their book. He will not. My prediction is Arrieta goes 130 pitches if he has to. That's the way I see that one. Are you a proponent of the one-game playoff still, or everyone's yelling and screaming about make it 2 out of 3 because you got the 3 horses in the Central and one of them's coming out early?
No, it's all right. I'll take it. This is going to happen once every who knows how many years where the 3 best teams in the league record-wise are all in that division. Who knows how much of that came from beating up on the Reds and the Brewers all season, too. But, it puts a premium on winning your division now. It used to be you come into September late in the year and you'd be like, hey, we're in the playoffs. Who cares? You know, who cares if we're the wild card? We're getting into a best of five. Doesn't matter, like everybody else. Now yeah. You got to win that division.
Okay. All right. I mean, I know the that's the argument. We'll see. You think baseball will respond to it or no?
I don't think so. I think it'll go for a little while. You know, this is one of those times when baseball's reluctance to move, the inertia, it might be good for it because it'll probably take the same scenario 2 or 3 or 4 years in a row before people start really screaming.
Okay.
And in a weird way, too, it's the markets involved. If the Cubs lose that game in Pittsburgh, you're going to hear more noise than if Pittsburgh loses that game.
Yeah, well, it could be 3 years in a row for the Pirates. How about that?
Yeah.
Very interesting. All right, this is going to look. It's a fascinating, fascinating week of baseball coming up. The other part is the Cardinals, and Wainwright, of course, came out of the bullpen the other day. Martinez is shut down, and now you got Lackey, you got Lynn, you got Waka, who hasn't been the same. Jaime Garcia, you got that great bullpen. Then Molina's hurt. Holiday still is not doing much in his comeback. Adams. What about the Cardinals? Do you think the Cardinals are the team we think they are, the 100-win team, or are they a vulnerable team?
They're very vulnerable. Now, the Cardinals have this sort of, some people call it arrogance, some people call it confidence, but they're, you know, they've been through enough of this that I don't think it affects them. The guys that are key, I think their outfield is key to everything. Is Holiday healthy enough to be a contributor all the way through? The young guys who have been so great, like Piscotty, can they play in this environment? Are they really ready for this? It's going to be interesting to see. I think they're incredibly vulnerable, especially against the team that comes out. I think they're in more trouble against the Cubs than they are against the Pirates because they seem to have the Pirates like can't believe the way the Cardinals find ways to beat them. And the Pirates are still like, when they lost a game the other night where they had guys on base the entire game and then lost 3-0 in the ninth inning and they made, you know, outfield errors and they beat Melanson. It was like, I was watching the Pirates broadcast of that, and they're like, how do these guys do this to us all the time?
Okay.
And they're in their head a little bit. But I think the Cubs will just – I think if they get there, and I got a feeling Arrieta's going to win that game, I think they ride that momentum and get by the Cardinals.
All right, great, great analysis. I love Arrieta, 22-6. So we'll talk about Cy Young. We're going to take a short break with you and come back on some of the awards. But as I say, he does not come out. If I'm Joe Madden, the guy pitches until March. He ain't coming out. Let's go back to the Dodger thing just a little bit. And the youth of the Mets. I know Steven Matz now, the back is starting to bother him. He may be out of the playoffs. You got Harvey maybe in game 3. You know what people forget about? And that's DeGrom. DeGrom was the best thing in the National League until maybe the last 4 or 5 starts before his last 2. But he's going to get 2 starts. And the Dodgers have to win with Kershaw and Greinke on the road. And I guess if the Mets split, is that okay at home? You think they're okay with that?
If they split against Greinke and Kershaw, I don't think it matters where it is. If they split against Greinke and Kershaw, then, yes, I think they're in pretty good shape, because, and especially if they win the game that Kershaw pitches.
Okay.
I don't care if they win it 1-0 and he gives up 2 hits. You know, that there it is again. Oh, he lost in the playoffs again. All that starts. That becomes a factor. And, you know, you're right. If you get past those two, those games till we get back to them, are where the Dodgers are most vulnerable.
Right.
The rest of their rotation is very vulnerable. So, if I'm the Mets, I don't care where we're playing. I just want to win one of those two.
Well, this is one of those. It's a 5-game series, and the game 1 starter gets perfect rest to go game 5.
Right.
But if the Dodgers are down 2-1, and if the Mets are down 2-1, that fourth game to me is really interesting, because do you throw Kershaw on short rest? You come back with Wood, perhaps? And if you're the Mets, I don't think you come back with DeGrom on short rest. And you throw Bartolo Colon. So your season could come down to Alex Wood against Bartolo Colon.
Well, I think the Dodgers are better equipped if they want to go back on short rest, because they've got veteran guys who I think can handle that. The Mets are already running a bunch of guys out there that have hit the wall to various degrees, and their pitching staff, the whole Matt Harvey thing notwithstanding, all the rest of them. How much do they have left? You mentioned DeGrom. You know, is he at sort of the end of his rope for this year? And then you're right. Where does Cologne fit in the middle of all this? And that's such a wild card. I mean, you don't know what Bartolo Colon you're going to get. He could throw a three-hit shutout, or he could be out in the second inning. Mm-hmm. The Dodgers are better equipped for that, but the Dodgers are better equipped on paper for anything in this series. But we've seen that doesn't, with that club, it just doesn't always pan out.
No, it's a matter of bullpens, but the Dodgers, like Madden with Arrieta, they're not going to the bullpen.
Exactly.
But the Mets will go to the bullpen because of these young players, and I think that's going to be the issue. Dodger veterans going deep, Met bullpen to see if they can get it done after six and two-thirds of a starting pitcher. That's how I see it. I think it's a fascinating series. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, I do too. I mean, but I think it's like the Dodgers are clearly the better team. It's on them if they don't win it.
Yeah, well, it's not a successful season unless they get to the World Series.
Oh, yeah.
For them. All right, Paul White with us. Paul, let's take a look at the American League. Toronto, you and I have talked about Toronto for the past couple of months. They're going to get these games at home the way it looks. Can they just mash their way through this thing with just David Price?
Conventional wisdom over the last few years tells us that doesn't work in the playoffs anymore. The problem is, I'm looking for the pitching staff that's going to beat them.
Mm-hmm.
And, or at least is going to shut down their offense enough. And I'm not sure I see that pitching staff out there in the American League right now. Kansas City's already built to go to a bullpen, and now there's some issues in that bullpen. They're like the Cardinals. They're a team with a great record that's suddenly very vulnerable and limping into the playoffs. Whatever combination comes out of the West, I mean, Houston has some interesting starting pitching, but their bullpen has just been horrendous the last couple months of this season. Texas, nobody pitches in Texas. I understand that, Holland's had some good games and the rest, but there isn't a pitching staff out there I see that can neutralize the Blue Jays enough.
Mm, interesting. Well, the Yankees, I would think, who knows going to win the wild card game? Who knows who will be in it? If it's Minnesota, right. I think they'll put Minnesota away.
Oh, yeah.
I think they'd put the Angels away. I think Houston is the only one that could kind of make it interesting with the Yankees because they could hit. They have capability. They scored 21 last night of really hitting, even though it'll be in Yankee Stadium. But if Yankees go to Toronto, I think Toronto puts them away. And then I think you've got probably Texas and Kansas City would be a good series. And then ultimately, the chalk tells you it should be Toronto and Kansas City.
Yeah, probably. I think Kansas City is very vulnerable. But again, the rest of the playoff teams in the American League are all, by playoff standards, are all mediocre teams.
Right, right.
And, I think anybody can win. I think if Kansas City starts to have a little trouble in that bullpen in a series, that could be a problem for them because they just assume that they're going to have that great finish. Even without Holland out there, they assume they're going to play great defense. And that is a team that's, we talked about the Cardinals, and they have that sort of that sense that they know how to win. And then the Royals have played with that all year. They played with that chip on their shoulder. But it's kind of going away. I see a little bit of it when I watch them play bad teams in AL Central, but I don't see the same thing when they're playing other good teams.
No, and we'll take a break after this, but sometimes when you know you have it wrapped up, You don't exactly sprint to the finish. We saw that for years with solid Yankee teams and other teams. They'd be so far ahead, and all of a sudden in September you'd say, what happened? The Orioles, what happened with them? And then next thing you knew, when the switch was flipped, it was a different team. So,
but those are veteran teams that could flip that switch. I'm not sure the Royals are that yet.
All right. Very well put. All right. We'll take a break. Paul White with us. Come back and get some of your thoughts about these awards that are going to be given out. I think we've got some true races going on. And we'll start with your hometown guy, Bryce Harper, when we come back right after this. All right, we'll be down at the Public House at 10 a.m. today, and we've got our Hawaiian Airlines contest, and, of course, a shorter show tomorrow. So maybe fewer contestants. So if you're around, you want to enter this Hawaiian Airlines contest. Great chance to win. All right, back to Washington, D.C. Paul White of USA Today, formerly of there, living the leisurely life but enjoying baseball now. Paul, Bryce Harper, lock for MVP in the National League?
Yeah, I think so. I'm usually not a big guy on MVPs from teams that are not contenders, and they were for two-thirds of the season, but there just isn't that guy on a contender or a playoff team in the National League, and Harper has just been so overwhelming. And really, he carried that team for most of the season anyway and kept them in it. I think anybody but Jonathan Papelbon probably voted for him.
I was saying, and he got Papelbon off the team, so that's probably in his favor as well.
He got him next year, though.
Well, we'll see.
Yeah, exactly.
I'll buy you lunch at
if he's still there next year,
Don
you're
Charlie's,
right.
If he's still right. Or the Italian Grotto, I go there.
All right.
How about Arrieta? Is he going to win the Cy Young or Greinke?
Yeah, well, you know what? I mean, I was looking at the numbers last night, again, between the two of them after Arrieta's start. If you really want to crunch numbers, it may come down to Greinke's start tonight.
Okay.
That's how close this thing is. I mean, I went back and forth, and I can't decide. I mean, if it's most valuable, I'd take Arrieta because of the difference he's made for the Cubs. Greinke's kind of what you expect with the Dodgers, but their numbers are so identical. I mean, Arrieta's got the wins advantage, but Greinke is slightly ahead of him in all the other rate categories. If I had the vote in that, I think I'd be waiting until Greinke pitches tonight.
Yeah, Arrieta's down 177, I think, on an earned run average. So
right, and Greinke's still ahead of him.
Yeah, barely. All right, Rookie of the Year, I said Chris Bryant's got it. Our guy here, Duffy, probably comes in second.
Yeah, he probably does. I agree. I think second was going to be an interesting battle between him and Jung Ho Kang with the Pirates, but Kang's injury probably shortens his season just enough that Duffy's up pretty much a lock for second.
All right, Joe Maddon. Let's see. Joe Maddon, Clint Hurdle, Mike Matheny, Terry Collins. Who do you pick?
I think it's Terry Collins. I'm the biggest Joe Maddon fan in the world, but a lot of things fell into place for him. And I know he had a lot to do with getting his team together, but what Terry Collins had to go through all year, and it kept on going. I mean, he's dealing with this Matt Harvey stuff right in the midst of when they got to go head-to-head and beat Washington to wrap up that division, and somehow he's kept that whole thing together. I think it's an amazing job.
All right, let's see. Let's look at the American League a little bit. Trout in there. How about American League MVP?
I'm a Trout guy. I know this Donaldson train's been going full speed since midseason. He's had a fabulous year. But I think if you're really looking at what an MVP is, I always say, what if you took the guy off the team? What would happen? Blue Jays still have a pretty darn good offense, even without Donaldson. And Trout is so much more of a percentage of the Angels' attack. And what he does in center field, just amazing. I'm going with Trout this year.
Okay, very good. All right, Lindor, Correa.
It's Correa, and it got real close here at the end. Lindor's made a push, but I think Correa's done a little bit more. He'll probably get a little bit of a bump because of the Astros being in contention and probably making the playoffs. Lindor surprised us all. He's hit more than we ever thought. I mean, people in spring training were talking about him, Indians people, and they were whispering the name of Omar Vizquel.
Yeah.
But they didn't think the kid would hit this soon.
But I
like Correa by a little bit.
All right. John Gibbons, Jeff Bannister.
I know, Bannister came out of nowhere. And I think maybe
Paul Molitor.
The best job might be Joe Girardi.
Ah, okay.
Considering all the, we start from A-Rod showing up in spring training and that just an abominable pitching staff that he's patched together and dealt with all that. I think it's the best job he's ever done, clearly. Yeah, you're right. There's four guys there. And one of them, you have to leave off your ballot because you only vote for three.
Boy, amazing. Well, this is good. This is the competition we like. And I want to thank you for being with us all year long. It's a pleasure to have you there. And I'll let you pick the World Series winner. I know you like the Giants, but unfortunately they're not in it.
That's
so
right.
Who do you like to win the whole thing?
I'm taking the Dodgers over the Blue Jays in seven.
Wow. All right. Oh, that'll be exciting. Paul, thank you again so much, and it's always a pleasure. And I look forward to seeing you in Arizona.
Absolutely. It's always fun.
All right, Paul, thank you. That is Paul White, USA Today. He started the Sports Weekly, and great baseball guy. And this is this kind of stuff. I know here we're thinking about 2016 and sort of the end of this season, but in the real world of baseball, there's some pretty exciting things going on.